3.5.
In this format, the plug slots into the recess in the socket. That allows it to fit in really tightly, compared with other designs.
Mm.
Plus, these ridges and grooves on the sides increase the amount of friction. That helps it to resist pull-out forces even more, so it won't fall out of the socket.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, how securely do you want it to be retained? If it's held in too hard, that makes it difficult to pull out.
That's true.
Plus, it could be dangerous. If you're vacuuming enthusiastically to loud music, let's say, and you pull the cord, you actually want the plug to pull out, don't you? Otherwise, you might rip the cable halfway out of the plug or the appliance.
So, really, we need to compare the pull-out resistance of all the formats.
And determine what the ideal resistance is.
Yeah, okay. What else can we say about this one?
Well, I guess another advantage is, given that the plug's in a recess, if it gets pulled out just a fraction and the pins are still live, nothing can physically touch them.
So you think that's more effective than having insulators round the tops of the pins?
I'd say so, yeah.
Ah. This one's also got covers inside the live and neutral slots.
That's a standard feature on more or less every format, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's something we should look at. I mean, it's obviously a good thing. Anything that stops children from sticking things in is obviously a good idea. The only problem with this system is if the mechanism's too sensitive. Mm. It makes it difficult to insert the plug sometimes, and that makes it easy to damage.
When people try to force it.
Exactly. Now, look, if you look here...